This is WSHU News at 7:04. I'm Dan Katz. The region is beginning to dig out from a blizzard that dumped more than a foot of snow in different areas across the region. WSHU's Jessica Opetich reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says Long Island took the brunt of the storm with over a foot of snow on the ground by mid-afternoon.
Combined with the gust of wind, 40 to 50 miles an hour, is a very dangerous combination. And this is not a storm that should be taken lightly.
Suffolk County on Long Island has declared a state of emergency. Thousands of flights have been canceled at the region's airports. In Connecticut, Governor Dan Malloy sent all non-essential state employees home and ordered that cold weather protections for the homeless be put into effect.
That was WSHU's Jessica Opetich reporting. And the governors of Connecticut and New York made their pleas earlier today for people to stay off the roads tonight. Here's Governor Daniel Malloy of Connecticut.
If you do not need to travel today, we ask you to stay off the streets until we can get everything cleaned up on a local and a state basis. For those who need to travel, remember your winter driving skills. Drive at a reasonable rate of speed, leaving as much room between you and the next car as possible. That's particularly true on hills. Where you know you're going down and could otherwise be apt to slip.
On the rails, the Long Island Railroad and Metro North are both running with slight delays. And as far as the region's airports, there were thousands of cancellations of flights. At last check, PSEG Long Island is reporting more than 3,500 outages, mostly in eastern Suffolk. Eversource is reporting more than 1,200 outages in Connecticut. It'll continue to be windy and very cold tonight with gusts of up to 30 miles per hour. That'll definitely blow the snow at times. Temperatures will be in the mid-teens. Wind chills will be as low as 5 to 10 degrees in coastal Connecticut and Long Island, negative 5 in interior Connecticut and nearby New York. Tomorrow it will warm up to the upper 20s and it will be sunny. You're listening to WSHU News. It's 7:06.